That's very kind of Mark and Ann and whoever put together that little promo for Our Detroit. And Ryan and I are in the running there. You can vote for both of us. I hope you will at OurDetroit.com. I also put on my Paul W. Smitsta Instagram account, Paul W. Smitsta, the notification we got yesterday that we're one of the top midday talk shows in the country. Out of the entire country, we're one of the top. And Mitch Albom today announced as the top. So you're, I'm sorry, the morning show, say it on the air. Don't say it just in my head.
Oh, okay, morning show is either 13 or 16. I'll have to double check. So we're all very well represented.
Oh, good. When did that come out? I didn't see it.
That was the first day, so.
Jeez, we're not making a very big deal out of this, and we should, because that means that at least three of our shows are top 20 in the entire country. That's going up against the big bullies in New York and Los Angeles and all those other places with greater resources. But
I think we're cooking a little something up, but we'll see.
All right, and we'll see if we get something going with that. All right, enough of this already. I got too many things happening at once. I mean, what do I do with this one? RFK Jr. admits he used to snort cocaine off toilet seats. What? I don't even know where to go with that. I'm not going anywhere right now. Maybe a little later we'll talk about it. But here's where we are going. Steve Dolan, the unvarnished truth as he sees it, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. The topic, ICE pulling all troops out of Minnesota, and the latest on the search for Nancy Guthrie. Steve, always a pleasure, my friend. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for not putting me at the toilet seat. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know what to
do
with
that story. What a story that is. You got to love it.
I got the headline, and I just don't know what to do with that. But be that as it may.
Anyway, go ahead.
More than anyone, but you and I both support our police at all times. It's we go with the police first, and then if sadly we find out they happen to do something wrong, which is very rare, but if they did, then we stand up and say they did something wrong. And frankly, given the fact that this president has kicked out fewer illegals than the last several presidents by millions, I just have to say that ICE approached what they've been doing wrong. I think coming in and looking like stormtroopers was not the right way to go. And I think that's being proven by the way people are reacting to them when they're just doing their job. It's just that they did it a little, in many cases, heavy-handed. Plus, they were going up against people who were being told in Minneapolis by their governor and by their mayor to fight these people because their governor and their mayor are idiots. And they told them to fight these people. And we saw what has happened because of that. And besides that, not letting the local police help ICE do their job. Anyway, your thoughts, Steve, on ICE pulling all the troops out of Minnesota?
I think they did go in heavy-handed, overly aggressive. If they had just targeted like violent criminals to start with, I don't think there would have been this problem. They did kind of come off with stormtroopers. Unfortunately, they were over-aggressive. They should have used body cams from the get-go, in my opinion. I've watched local police and state police. And again, we have deported less, but like Holman said, let's go after targeted targets, or, you know, violent criminals, not just anybody. And it backfired. Trump, to his credit, said, you know, we made some mistakes here. We're going to pull out now. We did what we had to do. We made some mistakes. We learned from mistakes. We move on. Now is the perfect time, actually, now that we're pulling out of Minnesota, to make a deal with Carney and Canada and say, here, we'll give you Minnesota. You give us Alberta or Saskatchewan. We'll take the natural resources. You get all this crap, and we're good. And they can have Minnesota. That's where I'm at. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it's an interesting observation.
Or didn't I? I mean, it's a socialist state anyway.
I will say this.
Huh?
Say that again. What was that?
It's a socialist state anyway. They want socialized medicine. And so give us the natural resources. We'll make you trade. Look how much money we'd save. I'm just throwing it out there from law enforcement perspective. But anyway, we screwed up.
You know that's not going to happen, but be that as it
may. I know that, but we did screw
up. We have to look at, we're pulling back, and nobody can deny there's been success. There have been thousands of arrests. Yeah. They've really, when they've been allowed to do their job and not get involved in all this other stuff, they did a pretty good job of what they set out to do. So I just wanted to make that very, very clear.
They did a really good job. Again, tactics weren't the best, but they got their point across. And that was the point.
Steve Dolan with us. Retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. He just tells it like he sees it. We now have the FBI describing the suspect in the Nancy Guthrie case. They say that it's male, about 5'9", 5'10", average build. In the video, he's wearing a black 25-liter Ozark Trail Hiker backpack. The FBI posted on Facebook yesterday. And they said, we hope this updated description will help concentrate the public tips we're receiving. I want to ask a question that really bothered me, and I don't have any idea if it is true or not. And that is, and maybe it's made up by social media, there's word out there that says the local sheriff has not been working well with the FBI. I can't believe that's the case. There's nothing in it for him or his department to not work with the feds. So do you think that's just what happens when it all opens up to social media and all those people are weighing in and giving us information that could be very, very incorrect?
Actually, I have a cousin who's a retired sheriff from Pima County, and he said that the sheriff hasn't been the most forthcoming. And he dropped the ball, and now he's trying to save face and do what he can. But with the FBI coming in and their technology, he needs them. Check your ego at the door and let them do their thing. And now they have this backpack. Every actually product has a barcode, correct? So all you do with technology is find who's selling those backpacks in the Tucson area, work back from there.
They
I think he needs to work
Walmart,
with the FBI. Yep, right.
Of course.
So
you heard from your cousin, who's a sheriff deputy, that the sheriff has not been forthcoming and working well with the FBI?
He feels, this is what I'm told, he feels that people are judging him, that he may have dropped the ball at the beginning. So now he tried to prove to them that he's the guy and he can solve the case on his own. Because didn't they make the traffic stop, not the FBI, on that detained person? It was Pima County, it wasn't FBI.
Steve, but you and I both know that the sheriff dropped the ball from the beginning.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Dropped the ball big time from the beginning. And there's nothing he can do to take away that fact. No. But what will help everybody is if they all work together and find this poor woman, which we think is most unlikely, but... That would all sins would be forgiven afterwards. But in the middle of this, you work with everybody who's willing to work with you, especially somebody as good as the FBI.
You would think, but sometimes people's ego. Look at the guy in Uvalde. He wouldn't take any responsibility for it. So this sheriff is probably in over his head, no doubt. He dropped the ball.
He was over his head, no question, right?
It is. It is what it is. But take these resources, work together. Be open on both sides, and I think they are. I think the FBI is being very open. This is what we got, put it out there. Maybe they feel slighted in the county sheriff's office, but you don't have the resources, and the FBI does.
No, so and everybody understands that and
find,
accepts
finder.
That. Yeah. Steve Dolan, retired Detroit Police Chief Extraordinaire. Always a pleasure to have you air your thoughts on our program.
Congratulations on your rating, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the station's doing very well. We have the top talent morning, midday, and afternoon.
Yes.
And we're thrilled to be able to, after all these years, serving our listeners, our public, to continue the excellence that people may be missing at other radio properties throughout the country. So we feel pretty good about it. Hey, have a great weekend. I hope you have fun for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. We always try to give that number. You never know who sees something, knows something. People are traveling all the time. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one. Take care.
You too. 1244 WJR.